Good morning, everyone. As he said, my name is Poliana Francescato. I'm here today just to talk briefly about one of the ongoing projects that Terence Robinson has at Cornell, Terence Hobbs and his group. Actually, I am one of the collaborators from this year on, who is going to be part of this project here, the precision thinning, chemical thinning. So I just give a glimpse on the results and updating you how the growers are accepting and how we can make. We are trying to make like a recipe for the growers that they can follow and it can help them in the crop management. So what is precision chemical thinning? Precision thinning is an extra strategy to increase fruit chemical thinning. So there is basically five steps that the growers or the person who is going to be the chemical thinning can follow in the precision thinning. First of all, the growers has to target a number of fruit per tree. And then through the precision thinning, they can find ways and they can follow the steps to reach the target number. So the five steps then, it's identifying a target number that's already stated, using the carbohydrate model to predict the thinning response, using multiple application of chemical thinners if needed during the season, assessing results using the fruit growth rate model, and reapplying chemical thinners again if needed. So how the growers, they decided how many fruits they want in the tree. So usually the growers has to know what kind of system they have, what kind of variety they have, the system, the training system they have. Most of the growers already know. So I have here an example of the Taux spindle training system where I can, for example, the grower says I want 1,500 bushels per acre. So supposing that 100 fruits, we have 100 fruits per bush, which means we're going to have 150,000 fruits per acre divided by the trees per acre, we'll need 124 fruits per tree in this case. If the grower wants 1,000 bush per acre, so we need to have only 83 fruits per tree and 2,165 fruits per tree. So this is the first step to decide how many fruit you want in the tree. So this slide shows the steps in the precision thinning. So you have the initial flower load and you have the target fruit number. So if you follow the several you can follow all of the steps or you can stop in the middle if you already reach the target fruit number. You start from bloom thinning, you can spray the thinners at full bloom, then at petal fall, at 12 millimeters, 18 millimeters, until you get the target fruit number. You can stop in the middle. In this case, at full bloom, you can, until you 18 millimeters, you can use the tool, the carbohydrate balancing model to help you, to guide you with the rate of chemical and the timing. From petal fall, besides using the carbobalance model, you also can use the fruit growth rate model that will indicate you the percentage of thinning that was achieved. Well, usually what we do, we give growers the options they have. They can choose according to the variety they have in the field, to the timing that they will apply to the year and according to the site. So they can choose one of them. If they want to spray at bloom, if they're going to spray at petal fall, they have another option. So this is a grower options to start the program. So most of you already know about the carbohydrate model. Alan Laxton from Cornell University, he has developed a mathematical model, a simplified one, just to estimate the tree fruit photosynthesis, respiration, and the growth of the fruit shoots and roots and the wood structure. So the main base, the main purpose of the carbohydrate model, it is just to see how much carbohydrate the trees has at that day, at that stage. So first of all, you have to know what are the principles of thinning. So fruitlets need carbohydrates to grow. And shoots are stronger sinks than considered strong sinks compared to the fruit. For example, the trees will locate more carbohydrate to the shoots than to the fruits. The weather conditions can drive the carbohydrate balance in the tree also. So for example, if you are under a weather condition where you're going to result a low carbohydrate accumulation in the tree, your result in your thinning result is going to be more precise. It's going to be more precise actually. So the weaker the fruits, you not receive enough carbohydrate. In this case, when you have a low carbohydrate, when you have a deficit in carbohydrate, they will stop grow and they will begin to subside. So in this case, the chemical thinners can magnify the response of according to the carbohydrate balance. If you have a deficit, the response is going to be stronger. If you have a surplus, you're going to have the response is not going to be so good as when you have a deficit. So this is just an example of a web version of the carbohydrate model. So the model uses daily maximum temperature and daily maximum and minimum temperature and sunlight. On top of that, it will calculate the tree carbohydrate, the amount of the production of carbohydrate in the tree at that day, the demand, and then you calculate the balance. Also, take into account that the carbohydrate balance at that day, it can have a four-day average. It counts another 3 days, and then you have a four-day average balance. So before the last one is the column that where the growers usually can see. And then according to the four-day average balance, you can see what is the best recommendation in that case. For example, if you have a low carbohydrate balance, if it's too low, you won't thin the trees. If it's too high, you can increase the chemical thinners, the rate of the chemical thinners. So basically, this is how they can follow the recommendations. Okay, this is just an example in two regions in New York, in the Hudson Valley and Western New York, where you can see the carbohydrate balance during 2014. They are basically the same. However, what you can notice here is at the 18 millimeter fruit size, we can see a very low deficit in Hudson Valley compared to the Western New York. If you look at the balance, probably won't spray thinners at that time because the result is going to be the fruit thinning is going to be too much. Also, you can see from this graph that 10 millimeters you can have a good response of the thinners because you're going to have a depth after the spring. So, and at full bloom also you have a little bit of depth there on the Western New York. The growth food model was developed by Duane Green, who is present here, and from Massachusetts. And basically what it does, it just look at the fruit growth rate. So fruit that has a high growth rate, probably they will remain the trees, and the fruits that growing fruits, they fell off, they will upsize. Look at this graph here. You can see in the axis, you can see the days after a thinner application. Usually 3 to 4 days, it's when you can see the upsizing fruits. They will start to slow down the growth, and by the end of 7 to 8 days, where they totally stop the growth, and then they will upsize. So that's the window where we can see what is the result of your thinning. So usually the growers you do after petal fall, when they are at least 6 millimeters, they flag 5 trees in the war chart, and they select in these 3 days, select 15 spores, and 3 days after the first spray, they measure the fruitlets in the spores, and again they remeasure again on the eighth day after application. So they can see the fruit growth rate from this day. So the fruits that had 50% moss, they grow more than 50% of the fastest growing fruitlet, they remain in the tree. Otherwise, they will size. So the growers do the measurement. They have an Excel sheet where they put the data in there, and they put the targeted fruit number that they want, so they can just calculate how many trees they still have on the tree. They spray, they measure it, and then they see how many fruit do you still have to take to thin out of the tree. So the carbohydrate model used to guide the rate of chemical and timing, while the fruit growth model indicates the percentage of thinning achieved. So we try to combine both of the model in the precision thinning. So beginning 2012, we organized a New York statewide group effort in order to manage the chemical thinning of Gala and Honeycrisp. What in practice what growers do, they just were advised to follow a sequence of thinning sprays that I showed earlier to achieve their target crop load. So they begin at full bloom and they go until they reach the target. In average we have about 20 cooperators around New York State. Most of them are growers, but some years we have more, and some years we have more cooperators. It depends even on the year of the season. So these are just one of the results of 2014. I just want to show how that works. So the growers, they decide when they want to start spray, and they send the data to Terrence so he can calculate about it. The growers also can calculate, but usually they send to him. So here I have two varieties, and I have the flower buds that when they start to spray. So the target fruit number that they wanted. So for example, in the first row, they have 276. So the target, they want 185. So the number that was after the number of fruits that after 2-3 application was 500. The flower buds, so 276 times 5 fruits per tree. So that's how you can see how many fruits you can take out of the tree. So basically, you have the recommendation when the thinning is done, when you need to do more thinning, or you have to spray to do another spray at a different time. So the next just 5 slides just show how it works. You have the number, the first column, you have the number, and the number of fruits that we stain the first spray. For example, here I have 4 sprays starting at full bloom, and then your target number is 130. So you want to get as possible as close to the 130. The next one's the same. The higher the fruit load, the bud load you have, the hardest it's a thing, especially for Gala, that's a hard thing variety. So the next one is the same thing. So, and you can see in all of the slides, the 10 millimeters, the 2-3 applications, they usually the thinners that they we have the better responses compared to the other ones. And here also we have, I just want to show that in Hanson Valley, like at 18 millimeters, we had a very low carbohydrate deficit. We had a carbohydrate deficit at that time. So we just at June drop, so we had less fruits than we were expecting at that time. If you see here, it was the case. For the conclusion that we take from this data so far is that both Gala and Honeycrisp need more pruning. So the growers has to start at pruning time to reduce the bud load. Most Gala blocks did not thin enough in both 2013, 2014. They had a lot of heavy crop load, flowers. They have flowering. Blonde thinning sprays were quite effective in 2013, but not in 2014. And at 10 to 12 millimeters was not effective as in 2013, but it gave a good thinning in 2014. So the carbohydrate model can be a guide to let growers know whether or not to spray, how much to spray, what they should avoid spraying. However, the fruit growth rate model has been the best method to physically assess in more precise way thinning efficacy. Thank you.
Thank you.